you know you are capable of more. Because you have a burning desire to get the absolute most out of your career and life, to starve your fears, to follow your dreams, and to realize your true potential. And we are going to do that together. This is the Own Your Career, Own Your Life podcast. Are you ready? Let's go.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Andy Storch, and I wanted to just come in here, pop in. I know I've been rather inconsistent with releasing episodes lately, but whatever great thoughts come to mind, I want to share those with you. And I've been writing down more and more of those lately. So hopefully you'll see more episodes with great content from me in the near future. I'm also still running my other podcast, The Talent Development Hot Seat. Recently changed it back from Talent Development Think Tank to Talent Development Hot Seat. And I just recorded a quick episode for that podcast about developing a growth mindset and really coming back to owning your life and checking in with your priorities. I wanted to share that with you here as well, because this is really more about owning your life than talent development. So I hope you enjoy. Welcome to the Talent Development Hot Seat Podcast, formerly the Talent Development Think Tank Podcast, formerly the Talent Development Hot Seat Podcast. I say that because it started as the Talent Development Hot Seat Podcast. We changed it over the years to the Talent Development Think Tank Podcast, and now I've changed it back to the Talent Development Hot Seat Podcast. Not that it really matters. It's the same great content with fantastic guests. We've got another one, great one for you today, but I felt like addressing it in case you noticed a change in the last few weeks. Just in the last few weeks, we're still updating logos and all that sort of stuff. I sort of operate truly with a growth mindset, the idea of progress over perfection, and just like move fast and just correct things along the way. And sometimes that serves me well, and sometimes I make mistakes, and that's okay. I try to model that for a lot of people, because I know a lot of people out there in our community are perfectionists, recovering perfectionists, which holds a lot of people back from doing things. So you don't have to move as quickly as I do. But I had a great conversation with a couple different people recently in my Own Your Career program about the importance of growth mindset. And I think part of operating with a growth mindset is not only seeking out challenges and learning from maybe harder situations or mistakes or failures, but also adopting more of a progress over perfection mindset, which is to say, hey, I'm gonna get things done. Even if they're not perfect, I'm gonna move forward. And if I'm 80, 90%, then I'm probably most of the way there that I need to be, and it's time to move forward. I think perfection holds a lot of people back. And, perfectionism, a lot of it stems from fear, right? Fear of what people are going to think and say about me if I don't do things, quote, perfectly. And the other thing about perfection is it's really kind of a myth. Like, what is perfection, right? If I waited for things to be perfect before changing the name again or updating the podcast, who's to say what perfect even is, right? Perfect is really a subjective measure by me or by someone else to say, you know, hey, this is done. What is perfect? As well as it could be, right? There's absolutely nothing else that could change. But there really are always things that can change. And so I would encourage you to think about that. If you're someone who strives for perfection a lot, you think that things need to be perfect before they can be shipped. And by the way, caveat, there are some situations in which that might be the case. You know, if you are a heart surgeon, then or a patient of a heart surgeon, you want them to do things as perfectly. You want them to do things perfectly. You want them to do things as absolutely well as they could be done, follow a certain procedure. But for most of us in the jobs we do, they don't require perfection. There are different and other ways to do things without worrying as much about them being perfect. And in fact, that perfection can really hold us back from making progress. And I think there are more and more people and organizations that are coming around to this idea, because I'm getting more requests recently from L&D provider professionals, from organizations to do things on the idea of growth mindset. And that when professionals adopt more of a growth mindset, then they are willing to try harder things. They're willing to risk failure. Therefore, they're more innovative. I think they're happier, more fulfilled, because they're not worrying as much about failure. They tend to learn and grow a lot more. And we know that most fulfillment comes from learning and growth. In fact, fulfillment comes from growth and contribution, right? Growth is a big factor in that. So do people feel like they are growing? So I'm sharing that with you today as kind of a short, quick little episode that I wanted to throw up here. It started as something else in my mind, and then I just wanted to address this. And it really is maybe topical coming on the heels of us publishing my recording with Kent Murawski on Tuesday, just a couple days ago, where he spoke in our membership community, the Talent Development Think Tank community, about the ways to avoid burnout. And there are lots of different factors that play into burnout that can affect your stress level, anxiety, mental health, burnout, all those things. But one of them, I think, is fear. Another is lack of growth, where you don't feel like you're really connected to something, that you're really getting value or learning from an experience. And I think to the extent that we can lean into the idea of growth mindset and say, like, hey, everything's a learning opportunity. I'm going to learn, at least I'm going to learn from this experience. And wondering, okay, how can I grow from this experience? I think that can help us a lot as we are dealing with all kinds of different work. The other thing that can help that's not as related to growth mindset, it's more about well-being, is coming back to your top priorities in life and really thinking about your life as a whole and being intentional with how you approach your life and thinking about, okay, what's most important to me? And I'm not just talking about work, obviously. I'm talking about things like family, health, connections, relationships, hobbies, fun, travel, etc. And am I making time for the things that are important to me? Getting outside in nature, taking care of hobbies, spending time with my family, working out. And if I'm not, because I have just so many demands, so many things I need to get done, can I come back to that idea, or really come back to what are my priorities? What are the things that are most important to me? And where can I cut some of the work that, you know, in theory needs to be done, but really I can put off for another day, because the work is actually never going to stop. It's never going to go away. It's just something that's going to be there forever. And by the way, I don't know if you've ever thought about that, but work actually will never stop. Even when you stop, work will not stop, right? When you retire, even when you die, the work will keep going. The company will probably keep going. Most big companies have already outlived their founders and will continue to go and go and go, and the work will continue to go. So it's always going to be there. Obviously, we want to take care of things. We want to be seen as responsible. We want to be seen as adding value. We want to earn the money we're making, if it's a salary or a payment from a client, etc. But we also have to remember that work is not everything, that your life is important, and that you need to take care of your health. You need to spend time with your family. You need to build relationships. You need to, you know, travel and do the things that fill you up. And those things over time are actually going to make you happier, more fulfilled, and possibly even more productive as well. And you don't want to get to into your life and think, I didn't do all those things I knew I wanted to do or should have done or could have done because I was working so much. And then, like, what do I have to show for it, right? So I'm not saying work is not important. Obviously it is. I work most weekdays working on my business, working with clients. But I also make sure that I make time for my health. I work out most days. I meditate every day. I try to spend time with my family every day to make sure that I'm connecting back to the things that are most important to me. And everybody's situation is different. Not everybody can do the things that maybe I can do. Everybody has different schedules, different demands, family situations, all that sort of stuff. But I would encourage you to spend time developing your mindset, growth mindset, ownership mindset. Go back and check out the episode I did on that. And just make sure you're reconnecting to your, connecting regularly to your priorities, the things that you really care about. I think that's going to help you live a better life. I hope this was helpful. We didn't have a bonus Q&A this week, so I wanted to just throw in a little bonus episode. Next week, we've got a really great interview for you with Sandra Humbles, the Chief Learning Officer from Johnson & Johnson, all about the talent and career marketplace they put together. Really robust, really interesting story. So make sure you come back next week. Make sure you're subscribed. If you have not left a review, I would love for you to do that. If you haven't shared this with a colleague, I'd love for you to do that. I appreciate all of you that have done that. I've been sharing on LinkedIn as well. Thank you all for your support. I hope you get value from this. I hope you'll do something for yourself and your health today, as well as maybe something nice for somebody else. And I hope that, as always, you'll find some gratitude in the work and life that you get to live. Take care.